Okay,
that
cool.
Could be your response to questions, Evan.
All right, so we're just going to do this easy breezy, guys. That way, it's, you know, that way we can get the interview out of the way, and that way you guys can do your thing and have fun. Okay, cool. WNRN taking it on the road a little bit today, all the way down Grady Avenue to the Sound Recording Studios in Charlottesville. Thank you to James and his crew for helping us out today, because our fun drive is currently going on, but we're very excited to have Free Energy with us this afternoon. Hello. Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Well, you guys were in Durham last night playing for the Duke crowd. Tonight you got the UVA crowd here in Charlottesville. We're excited to have you here.
Thanks a lot.
Excited to be here.
Yeah.
2010, it's been a great year thus far. Rolling Stone, Spin Magazine, all have you on. They're championing this band. And also, you're climbing the alternative chart as we speak right now, number 47 this morning, and still rising. Cool. How's the year been on the other side? I mean, from my viewpoint, it's looking pretty good. But for you guys, what's the experience been?
It's been good. It's been a lot of work. Oh, we've been touring pretty much nonstop all year.
Really busy.
Yeah.
It's been good, though.
Yeah. Is it getting to the point, though, already that, you know, waking up, I mean, I could tell that today you're a little tired from the road and everything night after night.
What gave it away? My pillow in the studio.
I thought, poor Paul, you're sleeping, and you know, we're trying to do sound check and everything, and you're just taking a little nap. It's cool. How many hours sleep you on?
Last night was 5.
You gotta take kind of a long view on that. Like,
you do have to take a long view. You gotta average it out.
Average.
Yeah.
So across so many days, you might get 8 hours after that, but right now...
Yeah, over the course of a week, 8 hours is no problem.
Do you guys have that, you know, early 80s rock pop feel to you? I was just really curious, you know, what were the bands that you were listening to help us to say, you know, hey, you're into that band, I'm into that band. What were some of your influences to congeal as Free Energy?
Well... Paul and I have just been kind of doing this since we were kids, so I think everybody pretty much knew what they were on board for, getting on board for. It's certainly changed, but it wasn't the kind of band where you talk about what our influences are and get together and create that.
It was already kind of a train that was full steam ahead.
Oh, cool.
And everybody else gets it and agrees. And
we've all known each other for a long time. And so I think, like, already we're on the same page.
Yeah.
But, as far as influences, you know, they're kind of all over the map. So
that's good. Yeah. Well, you know, ramble off names, you know. You know, don't be afraid, but just say, you know, like...
The Boss.
Nice.
Cars.
Yeah.
Gabriel.
Thank you. WNRN with Free Energy on the track Young Hearts. Free Energy in studio with us at the Sound Recording Studios here in Charlottesville. And you guys went and brought somebody in just awesome to produce this album. Of course, James Murphy of LCD Sound System. What did James Murphy bring into the production studio that you guys didn't even know that you could do and help broaden out your sound?
I mean, the main thing for us was just like cleaning up all the sound and giving everything a tidy place to sit. Especially the drums, just getting the drums and bass totally nailed was definitely something we could trust him to do. So we could worry about, you know, getting more and more harmonies and melodies on top and trusting that he would find a place for those to sit.
Was it one of those situations where you found yourself, you know, just guys having fun band and then went into the studio, worked with James Murphy and then came out going, oh, this is a little bit more of a polished product? Is it that much of a transition? Because that's kind of what it sounded like the way you're phrasing that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess it. The songs were mostly studio productions before. Most of them weren't live songs ever. So that was definitely a different. That's kind of backwards for I guess how you would usually do it. You might come into a band with an idea for a song and then you work it out and then you go record it. But
right,
we demoed these songs and then we recorded them and then we rehearsed them live after the recording's already done. So that totally was a different way of approaching it, and a good one, I think.
When the mind goes bang, bang, pop, pop, where does moment stop. Bang! Pop! Pop! Oh, well.
WNRN live at Sound Recording Studios in Charlottesville with Free Energy. It's a great version of their song Bang Pop. Hey fellas, can we hear another song? All right, it's Free Energy in studio at WNRN.
We're breaking out this time, making out with the wind. And I'm so disconnected, I'm never gonna check back in. We're gonna start a new life, see how it goes. Before we're tired and too slow, we'll never get any other light. There's too far to go, so together we'll make this whole. Wow. Can you remember the moment? Did you forget that time?
We never know why we've been
is on our side. This is all we got tonight. This is all we got tonight. We are young and still alive. Now the time is on our side. This is all we got tonight. This is all we got tonight. We are young and still alive. Now the time is on our side. Now!
WNRN at his Free Energy with our track Free Energy. We have Free Energy here in studio at the Sound Recording Studios in Charlottesville on Grady Avenue. Thanks to the Sound Studios for helping us out today.
You guys have been on the road for so long now, and right now you're on tour with Titus Andronicus, and tonight with Drunk Tigers at the Jefferson Theater. And then you're also performing with great acts like The Drums, Surfer Blood a little bit later on this tour, and you were at Pitchfork. I mean, you guys are really touring with a who's who of, you know, today's really great alternative. How has that been for you guys, just, you know, just, again, getting your feet wet in the national scene to work with some of these other acts?
It's been a blast. I'm pretty fortunate to play all these festivals and shows with a ton of good bands that, you know, if we weren't doing this, it'd be hard to see all these bands. And they've all been really, you find out, you know, all these people and these bands are really cool. Mm-hmm. Fun to hang out with, and so yeah,
it's fun to have buddies.
A lot of buddies, you know, you've got some buddies out there.
Yeah, well, we're at WNRN. We have just, you know, we took one listen to Bang Pop, like, oh, that's a hit. Cool. I'm sure we're not alone in saying that is just about as infectious as a record as it gets across the nation. Of course, we were talking about the current in Minneapolis having the same response to the record. As you guys have been touring, have you been seeing now the fans singing along with the song as they've been, have you been touring around the country?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
All right.
It's pretty cool. I mean, yeah.
Hey, fellas, can we hear another song?
Down, 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 down,
WNRN, that is the old Bruce Springsteen track I'm Going Down, recorded live by Free Energy. We're hanging out with Free Energy today at the Sound Recording Studios in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Well, we wish you nothing but luck, and we're
thank you very much.
So thankful that you could come in today and play for us here at the Sound Studio and in Charlottesville, and again at the Jefferson Theater with Titus Andronicus. Thank you all, guys.
Thank
Free Energy
much.
And WNRN.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
Cool. All right, guys. I'll just let you